L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty, and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Jericho, Jericho, charge it with the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Hallelujah.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedian House, and today is January 18, 2021. Today is the recognized observed holiday of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. He was born on January 15, 1921. In Atlanta, Georgia. Today we are trying to coalesce a cavalcade, if you will, or a caravan to discuss some situations that is germane to what's today, that was germane in 1960s, in 68 actually, when he was assassinated. And that is the war on the poverty, on poor people. We're linking it together with the houseless crisis that is ballooning all over the country. And we have more than four a day that die in Los Angeles. So we're trying to dramatize and highlight this this incident. Interesting fun fact to know is that in 1968, Dr. King was dealing with the Poor People's Campaign. And the Poor People's Campaign was basically that. The country was at war with poor people. They were using the same horrific tropes that they use today. The only difference is they have gotten much more technologically advanced in 2021 than they did in 1968. Dr. King wanted to bring attention to that. So he went to Memphis, Tennessee to have a discussion and show how we can show humanity and giving a livable wage to people that were basically not getting the wages that they need, which in turn would have caused housing insecurity and houselessness. So to join us today and learning a little bit more about it, I will be one of the speakers and speaking on this issue, as well as my personal experience, as well as other speakers. So thank you again. Let us start out. And I hope we again meet in the light of understanding.
Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Jericho, and the world came tumbling down.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedian House. And today is January 18th, and we are here at Los Angeles Community Action Network, downtown Los Angeles. And we're interviewing one of the caravan riders and to get out of insight what makes him want to come to on a day of service. So without further ado, my name is Theo Henderson. What's your name, sir?
My name is Quad, the Martin Luther King Coalition of Greater Los Angeles.
What made you create this coalition or help create it?
Well, we're out to honor Dr. King. We started some 10 or 12 years ago, and each year we have often participated in the Kingdom Day parades, not every year. We have done that specifically because we felt that the Kingdom Day parades have failed to raise up and focus on the issues that Dr. King was really about. In fact, they have done a lot of promotion of militarism. They honored Sheriff Baca at a time he was under federal indictment for abuse of prisoners in the county jails. There are many issues that we have with that, but because it is a community event that a lot of people paid attention to, we have marched often in the Kingdom Day parades to raise up the issues that Dr. King was about and the new issues of our time. And we've done that with a range of the community organizations that are active in LA that are actually trying to do things about those problems so that people in the community get a closer relationship with those groups, understand what they're doing, and can connect and support them.
What do you say to people that only think about Dr. King on, like, the I Have a Dream speech? Do you think that encapsulates Dr. King, or is there more to him than this?
Well, Dr. King was actually both a very complex thinker and visionary, and he was someone who had a very broad view of what needed to be done to improve our condition in society. You know, Dr. King was asked once, after he came out against the Vietnam War, and when he began to speak about poverty and other things, why he felt that those things, you know, he was doing that when wasn't his primary focus on civil rights. And one of the things he said was that, you know, yes, it's important that people have the right to sit at a lunch counter, but if a person doesn't even have a dime in their pocket to pay for a hamburger, what good does it do them?
Absolutely.
So Dr. King was about fighting poverty, which clearly, when we look around here on Skid Row, what we are seeing is some of the most prime victims of poverty, of the inequitable distribution of wealth in our society, and all these things. So this is where we should be today, and we brought a range of different organizations in the LA area who are involved in civil, human, and economic rights struggles, both to show our solidarity with the activists who are focusing on the problems of displacement, houselessness, and poverty, and we're addressing a wide range of issues that spin off to that and are related to that. The fact that we still need to get to that military budget knocked down by the billions and redirected toward human service programs throughout the United States. The fact that we have an ecological crisis going on, The fact that we have more and more people living in the streets because there's not adequate housing for people who are poor or even moderate income. So all of these things, access to health care and the fact that we need massive funding for hospitals, medical services, and we need everyone to be eligible automatically to get whatever medical care they need, as is done in most advanced countries, except the United States. That needs to be changed.
One of the things that I noticed as well is that even though the segregation is here and there are people that have buildings or restaurants that deny people that are living on the streets, these are ones that were the first ones to call or talk about Dr. King. What do you say about the NIMBYs or the people here that creates these business improvement district associations that claim to be progressive, but they have no hesitation of denying bathrooms and dignity things of services to unhoused people?
Well, you know, Dr. King himself said at the height of the civil rights movement that unfortunately many times it is people who are supposedly liberal or moderate who are even greater resistant to change and to equity than even the Ku Klux Klan. So, you know, that's a problem that has existed that in the period since Dr. King has passed, so many of the things that he was trying to activate and motivate people to begin to grapple with and institute change. And what he was saying is, if we can institute civil rights, we can also institute economic rights and human rights, and we can guarantee things like health care to everyone. And that was his call to the public at the time he was cut down. Those struggles continue. We have many new issues that have arisen too, which if he were here, no doubt Dr. King would be right on it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we need to look at the fact of the degeneration of politics in this country, the separation of politics, economics, and morality. And when we look at Dr. King, we see someone who embodied the integration of all of those values and concerns as in a leadership figure. What leadership figures do we have today that can compare to that? None. So, you know, that part of what that means is it's up to us now to pick up. It's up to us themselves to pick up and stand up and grapple with these issues and demand that they be dealt with. That is the best way that we can honor Dr. King on his birthday.
Well, thank you very much, Kwasi, for taking the time to talk with us. I'm going to mill about and ask a couple of other people that are involved, but I appreciate your perspective and insight. If there's anything else, would you like to say?
Well, thank you for being here, and I hope people who are listening to you will contact us, perhaps.
How can we contact you?
They can call 213-400-9155 if they'd like to get more information about what we do and the range of human and economic and social rights organizations in our city who we work with to try to resolve some of the issues that we're all struggling against today. So thank you for being here.
Thank you again. This is Theo Henderson from Weedy and Howes. We are here on, today is Dr. Martin Luther King's observed holiday, and we're going to mill about, and I thank you all for listening, and may we again meet in the light of understanding. This is Theo Henderson from Weedy and Howes. We are here in downtown Los Angeles on January 18, 2021 at the Los Angeles Community Action Network. Today is the holiday that is observed of Dr. King's birthday. Here we are getting different perspectives on an event that's coming on. So before I begin, let me introduce the new guest. What's your name, ma'am?
Bridget.
Bridget, tell us a little bit of what's going on.
So we have a car caravan here for Martin Luther King Day because in honor of Dr. King, we're trying to honor his legacy by letting our local officials know that what they're doing for the houseless folks, especially the brown and black communities here, especially in Skid Row, is not cutting it. We need services, not sweeps. We need homes, not handcuffs. And, you know, Project Room Key was a disaster, and we need them to actually pay attention and give the people living down here the support that they deserve and that they need.
So what do you think Dr. King's message was about, and is it relevant today?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, this specifically, I think, really speaks to when Dr. King talked about the white moderate and how that the white moderate is really the antithesis of progress. Our entire local government is filled with white moderates who think that they're doing all these great things because they align as Democrat, but they're really there's clearly failing everyone except their fellow white moderates.
That's well put. Like I say, do you have any idea where we're going to go for this caravan?
I believe we're starting here, which is the Lacan headquarters, and going to MacArthur Park, and then perhaps I think to Hollywood after that.
Oh, actually, yeah, we're going to Hollywood, and then we're also, I believe, we're going to Leimert Park. I believe we also are going to, if I remember correctly, Leimert Park, Echo Park. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not driving. So,
that excellent.
Oh, good. And at MacArthur Park, we're splitting into two caravans.
Oh, okay.
Some of us are going and doing really predominantly the King Day March route.
Oh, okay.
You know,
what's the King Day March route?
Well, we're going to be mostly going down King Boulevard,
We
are going to end up in Leimert Park.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, I guess that's how it's
going to
go.
Oh, that's cool. Like I was going to say, what do you think, why do you think we're here today?
We're here today because freedom does not ring. Because the message of Martin Luther King is being heard today less than ever. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity right now to stand for justice. Because of this pandemic and everything that's going along with it, we have a strong rallying cry for healthcare for all. Mm-hmm. We have, for the first time, and BLM protests have really contributed, an opportunity to challenge the fascist police power that dominates us, mm-hmm. and to work for a better world. Mm-hmm. Now, we have a very strategic coalition that includes LA Can and Skid Row groups because we understand that nowhere does it impact more than with homeless populations. And so justice needs to begin right here and now.
What do you say for people that believe that Dr. King's message was only, I have a dream speech?
Well, I think the next question is, what is the dream?
Yeah.
And then you get into the basics, okay? Otherwise, it's just another soundbite.
Absolutely. My name is Theo Henderson. I didn't get your name. I apologize.
I'm Julie Levine. I'm co-chair of the MLK Coalition of Greater Los Angeles with my brother Kwasi Nkuma.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, and I appreciate your perspective. Thank you, Richard, as well. I went a mill about again, but I thank you all if following, for listening and watching, and maybe again meet in the light of understanding.
Up to the walls of Jericho, smart gun in his hand, go blow me my heart, cry, die, your way, the battle is in my hand, hallelujah.
All the mills, he's at it's the heart of people. The value, and what you value is where your heart is at. People who are against homeless people, their heart is in the wrong place. Their mind is in the wrong place. They're more concerned about themselves than about us. I'm not mad at them, I'm sad because you know why? They don't understand that they have a misconception of what it means to be in a house. A house is not a house unless they have a heart for it. They don't have a heart for a house. They got a heart for being selfish and uncaring. This is a pathetic moment right now. And yet many of us are out of time. And we don't understand that this moment is not just in history, but it's for eternity. They are not understanding the real deal. They don't understand.
Hallelujah, the walls came tumbling down. Praise the Lord, the walls came tumbling down. So glad the walls came tumbling down.
This is Theo Henderson from Gideon House. Based on the fact that I was asked to speak today and I had the microphone, it would be difficult to do both at the same time. So I'm going to read you the speech that I spoke and said today at the gathering here. People to remember Dr. King and his I Have a Dream speech today, they have used his words as a weapon against the poor and people that are progressive and trying to do something to change the society.
But if you look deeper into his life, then new insights emerge. For example, in 1962, in his sermon, The Dock at Midnight, he said there was a midnight in the social order in that time. It is now 2021, and it is midnight in the social order in our city. It's 2021, and here in our city, it is a war on the local soil, the war on the poor. This war has ballooned in families living in their cars, living on the streets, and living from hotel and to moment to moment. NIMBYs have joined forces to squelch the cries of the suffering. They have resorted to unjust laws, ecstatic police who were willing to enforce them, and vigilantism by powerful and financially secure stakeholders or vigilantes to target the unhoused community like they do in Venice Beach. Like 1962, the city is in constant turmoil. With a roaring pandemic, loss of jobs, job insecurity, evictions, as well as medical emergencies other than COVID-19, we are here in this holiday to bring a moment, a collective moment, to dramatize the urgency of this moment. Hotel owners have failed and have refused to do their part in this pandemic. They are concerned about their brand name instead of worrying about four a day that die in the city. They have shown in no other fashion of their disdain for poor people. Arthur Schopenhauer, which I will leave you with, said, "Man is the only animal who causes pain to others with no objective purpose than to wanting to do so." This is Theo Henderson from Weedian House, and I thank you all for listening for the speech, and I hope this will give you a brighter insight onto what's going on today.
Paul and Silas, bound in jail, had no money for to go to bail.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on.
Hold on,
hold on,
hold on.
Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on.
Paul and Silas begin to shout.
Right. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on,
hold on,
hold on,
hold on,
hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on.
I got my hand on the gospel plow. Wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Program goes, I tell you at least five different things that are happening around the world that deals with the unhoused community or in this country. But today I'm going to take a step back and do something a little bit different. I want to give an editorial or an opinion on a situation that has occurred. Last week there was people that called themselves Friends of Echo Park Lake. What basically they are is neoliberal gentrifying forces that embrace Republican ideas about when it deals with unhoused people. For example, they are perfectly okay with selectively enforcing ordinances over a ballooning epidemic as well as a pandemic that we have with the houselessness community. they have spoken with no experience and with the most hate in their heart disguised as compassion. They have been coached by the city council members Juan Figueroso, Mitchell Farrell, and their office, who have been in consistent talks with them. And I'm going to take the time and the moment to say why this is concerning. On January 6th, we've had a coup d'etat. They were out to assassinate or eliminate people in seats of leadership in Washington, D.C. These people were hosting violent ideas on social media. They've had the same kind of ideas similar to what the Friends of Echo Park Lake and the people like them. They believe, just like these people on that stormed Washington and the Capitol, that they're being bullied. For how dare us want to criminalize unhoused people and people speak out against it? Their direct words were, "We don't want the activists to know." So they, like Officer Solario, who's in full agreement of this and in total disagreement of us commandeering the hotel so this crisis could be over anyway, let alone. So they believe that the best way to do this is to force them into shelter. If they don't accept shelter, they get a ticket or they go to jail. They don't want the public, the mainstream public, to know this. This is our own QAnon. This is our own Trumpers. But these only people are Democratic, and they are trying to hide behind this idea that they want the park and the green, and they care about the life of a duck instead of the life of the unhoused people, the people that have to survive and suffer during the cold weather, rain, harassment from them, and the harassment of police officers, and many other things also on top of their situation. What are we going to do about it is what I state in many of my other episodes. I always say that what you're thinking about, what you're doing now, is exactly what you do in the civil rights movement. And this is exactly, if you're just sitting there and being quiet about it and just shaking your head and clucking your tongue, that is not acceptable. We need, as they are organizing to do, they go in, they have supporters like Nuri Martinez, and they have Mitchell Farrell, they have Paul Blumenfield and Joe Boscaino. We have got to be the ones to stand up and say we need to defund the police because of these examples such as this. The police only work at the behest and call for these type of people, not for all people, not for the unhoused community. And to date, Mitchell Farrell refuses to meet with them. His statement is they don't want any help. They just want to just complain. Well, if you are the one that has the issues of being unhoused, you're in a position to have a right to complain. You want the assistance and you want the help. You don't want the criminalization. Of course you're going to complain. That's stupid to think that you're not. So this episode, I want you to think in mind, four a day die. And many often times than not, their bodies are not claimed and they are usually set here in a pauper's field. So here in this cemetery here, while you pass it and thinking if it's a scenic, iconic thing, or while you take your daily jog or get your daily walk, understand that many unhoused people who wanted the dignity of being treated like a human being end up meeting their fate here. So I urge all of us in this moment of crisis, this is a city moment of crisis, that we must make it a statement. We must, just because you have a badge and you hold a seat of leadership does not mean that you should be above the law and violating unhoused civil rights. The only reason why things change for unhoused people is that when we sue and when we stand up. Now we're looking for people all over the world and the city to stand up for the right thing. And that's the right thing is the dignity of the unhoused community. This is Theo Henderson from Weedy Unhoused. And I truly hope we meet in the light of understanding. And now I hope we act in the light of understanding.
The chain from hand to hand. Keep your eyes on the prize of my hold.
This is Theo Henderson from the second part of Weedy Unhoused Unhoused News. This weekend, as well as the next few weeks, will be a very difficult time for the unhoused community. They're going to have rainstorms sporadically, and they're going to have cold temperatures. And the high deaths of unhoused people have been met up 2020, and we're off to a tough start here. Many deaths are contributed to the hypothermia. So let us contribute to the appropriate rainy day fund donation places from Street Watch
K-Town for All, and other areas. Like my good friend Christy Lovich, she has a rainy day foundation as well, or a donation fundraiser. In other news, that we are also facing a difficult time where there are unhoused people as well as housing insecure people are being thrown out or being displaced. In one area, there is a mother that has a grandmother that is on bedridden, as well as a child, a seven-year-old child, that is also being thrown out of their home, or they're asking for people to come to support her or create a way, an alternative way, so she can take care of her son and her grandmother, who is over 80 years old. And second news is that Echo Park, El Pueblo, Lomita out in the valley are experiencing displacement tactics by your council members who are trying to displace them during rainy weather or cold weather. Without the help of the activists who standing in the gap and speaking out against this, they would have secretly have done this and have denied it to the American people. This is Theo Henderson from We Unhoused, and this is Unhoused News.
God's love will see us through.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
Let me hear you honking your horns out there. You're here for a freedom ride. Make some noise.
Make some
noise. Make some noise. Yeah, so we here today. It's the New Year's, the new day. And we here to send a message out. The Services Not Sweets Coalition is here to send a message out to the city of Los Angeles for the new year. And that message is, house keys, not handcuffs. Everybody say, house keys, not handcuffs. House keys, not handcuffs. And so, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna talk about the climate that we see ourselves in right now. When you look around the nation, you see right here on King Day, the political agenda, nobody agrees with the political agenda of the politicians around the nation. We see in Washington, we see the Capitol, we see raids at the state, the Capitol. And then right here on the local level, we also see that politicians, nobody agree with what they talk about. Nobody agree with their political agenda. And that's why we riding today. But before, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna talk more about this. But before I do, I want to ground us in King Day. And to do that, have Clark come up here, and he's going to ground us in Queen Day real quick.
Thanks, Doga. What day is this?
That's King Day!
What day is it?
King Day.
What day is it? This is Martin Luther King Day. This is the official recognition of Dr. King's birthday. We're here at LA Can to demonstrate and act and to stand up and make it clear to everyone that we are collectively determined, not only the folks here at LA CAN or MLK Coalition, but a whole range of human and economic and social and civil rights organizations in our community are determined to stand up against the kind of displacement that created skid. People who are houseless, people who are homeless. Poverty in America, unemployment, economic inequality, period. All the things that Dr. King stood up for and fought actively against throughout his adult life. For that reason alone, we need to honor him. When we look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., and the kind of so-called leadership that this country has had in recent years, we see something even more fundamental about Dr. King, which was that he represented a figure who not only stood on political and economic issues, but who wedded those issues to basic questions of morality. Dr. King used to say often, the time is always right to do what is right. Who is doing right on our behalf in Washington or any place else in this country today? Almost no one. Almost no one. And so it is up to us to stand up ourselves, to take inspiration from Dr. King and many others who dedicated their lives to making our lives and our world a better and decent place for human beings to live in. Everyone, each and every one, no matter what color, no matter what region you come from, no matter what the nationality of your people or their creed, we all have human rights, but we can't exercise them unless we stand up for them. And when we talk about displacement, we know that the COVID virus has displaced millions and millions of people in this country out of their jobs. Many small businesses have been forced to close down altogether because of the economic impact of that. But you know, all of these conditions were there even before COVID showed up. Millions of people being displaced. And we must fight that displacement, whether it means being displaced out of housing, displaced out of jobs, and we're certainly not going to allow Dr. King to be displaced by the COVID virus. So we are here to engage because Dr. King would not want us to be as foolish and as dismissive as some people have been about this COVID virus issue. He would want our communities and everyone in them to be safe, particularly in any activity honoring his memory. And so that is why we're doing a car caravan instead of what we usually do on Dr. King's birthday, which is march and demonstrate in that way. We can still demonstrate, and Dr. King said it's incumbent on us to demonstrate as long as injustice and inequality exist. But the car caravan is a form in which we can do this, we feel, pretty safely. And so we have put out the call to the community at large, inviting anyone and everyone who wants to join with us in raising these issues, in honoring Dr. King, and in building unity in our communities to actually dedicate ourselves to getting something done about our problems today. So on behalf of the MLK Coalition, I want to thank our brothers and sisters here at LA CAN, who are among our strongest allies in the city of Los Angeles, and we are theirs. And I want to thank Brother Q here, who had a wonderful program at Leimert Park, and actually a caravan and action at Leimert Park yesterday that was beautiful, and he'll talk about that. But thank you one and all for being here. After today, it's still on us to build our unity. Our enemies are all unified. You see, this is one of our biggest problems. They've got their unity, and it has given them tremendous power over our lives. We have to break that dynamic. So we have to build solidarity and not be hung up about our organizational lines, that we have this difference and that difference. What we have to look for is what we are unified about and lead with that. So brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being out here. Brother Q, it's great to see you and everyone out today. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, sorry about that. We got a mic that works. And so, how y'all feel out there? I said, how you feel out there? So as Kwasi just mentioned yesterday, Black Lives Matter and Clergy for Black Lives did a Radical King march, because or car rally, because we know how they love to sanitize King, right? We want to sanitize our hands, but we don't want to sanitize King. Is that right? And so yesterday we took to the street to give them the unsanitized King. And so we know that we did not come here alone. We know that we did not come here independent of our ancestors, right? So we're gonna pour libations. We're gonna decolonize our spirituality today, and we're gonna pour libations in honor of our ancestors. And so my great-grandmother's mother, Ma Ablishi, was born in Ghana, taken when she was 4 years old, brought to the shores of the Caribbean. They thought about shooting them because they were kids. They decided not to. And so it is the only reason why I'm standing here today. And we know in the spiritual realm, scripture always talks about a drink offering that we pour out to God. So we're gonna pour out to God and raise up the name of our ancestors, a drink offering today. And of course, when I was a hip hop artist, signed to Virgin Records, when we pull out the 40 ounce bottle of brew, we would always say, let's pour a little for the homies who ain't here. We didn't know that was spiritual. We thought we were just pouring a little liquor. But I learned later on that we were pouring libation, and we've always done that. So the spirit of our ancestors have been with us. So I'm going to start by calling out Ma Ablishi, from which I came. And then we're going to call out the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Say her name, Ma Ablishi. Ashe. Say his name, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Ashe. Say her name, Ida B. Wells. Ashe. Say her name. Say her name. Harriet Tubman. Ashe. Who?
Fannie Lou Hamer.
Ashe. Who else? Who? I still can't hear you, but Ashe. For all the unnamed, unhoused folks who died on the streets of Skid Row, we pour Ashe. Anybody else? Malcolm X. Mr. Shabazz. Ashe. Kwame Ture. Ashe. Who?
Sojourner Truth. What did he say?
Bobby Seal.
Bobby Seal. Ashe.
Ella Baker.
Ella Baker.
Ashe.
Right here, a freedom fighter from LA Cam. Give it up for our homie, Eddie H.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Homie Terrain.
We said that, Ashe. One more. Who else?
Mary Batum. McLeod Batum.
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 Okay, Ashe. Who else?
James Foreman.
Ashe.
TD Green.
Ashe. Say the name again.
Medgar
Evers.
Ashe.
George Jackson. Ashe.
Robert Jordan. Robert Jordan.
Ashe.
Ashe.
George Wiley.
Ashe.
Ashe. And then now, I want you to think about your ancestors, the one from whence you came. Could be your grandmother, your great-grandmother. And then I will think about all our ancestors. You think about your ancestors, I'll think about all our ancestors who speak to me through the Pacific Ocean. Those who were thrown in the water on the journey here from Africa, on the journey to South America, on the journey to the Caribbean, the entire diaspora of Africans, those who did not make it, those who were raped on the way, those who were beaten on the way, those who died of hypothermia on the way. The ocean speaks to us. So as this water evaporates and goes back to the ocean, I pour it for all of our ancestors. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Ashe.
Paul and Silas bound in jail. Had no money for to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedian House. Today is January 18, 2021, and we are here at Los Angeles Community Action Network discussing about our house, I should say, car caravan. We are here because the issues that were definitely a part of Dr. King's legacy in 1968 is grown and is definitely pertinent today in 2021. Here is another gentleman. His name is Michael. Michael was an unhoused artist that I featured a few episodes ago. So without further ado, Michael, what's your take on the situation? And thank you for coming.
Thank you, dude, for having me to speak. I think one of the most important things today would be to focus on what really matters to the people that are unhoused, that don't have a home, that are being scandalized by not just the police, but even those in the communities who don't understand the issues are not just them, but it's also us too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, without, you know, saying further on that, just, it's, you know, it's about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about, you know, who has or who don't have.
My question is this, what do you think, what do you say to people that only know that Dr. King, which is I Have a Dream speech? As you and I both know, Dr. Yeah. King was a lot more detailed and much more complex than that.
Yes, he
what
was.
What's your perspective? What would you have to say to that?
personally, I believe that he was a man of character, a man who stood for what was right, what was just, and most definitely what was important to not just himself, but to other people. He made it a point to say that character reflects not one's color, but one's character. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really is thought about, it's about your character. Mm-hmm. I said it again, that a country is not built on race, it's built on character. Mm-hmm. And if you have no character, then guess what? You have no race.
Very true. Yes. You have no race in this, I guess, no part in this race. Yeah. So here it is, in the human race.
Yeah.
So here is the thing that what's today, what's planned today? Are you going to be one of the speakers today?
I don't know, but if I'm asked to speak, I will speak.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it would be better. It'd be great to have unhoused people speaking too, because we're affected by white supremacy and economic injustice.
Right.
People that are worried about being evicted, or worried about where their next paycheck is coming from.
Right.
Don't you agree?
If money is the main issue, then I guess the focus is really on money then, rather than people. So I guess, when it comes to people's souls and people's well-being, then it doesn't matter. As long as they get a paycheck.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the equation of that, huh?
Very much so.
I guess so. But it's more than about money. It's about the well-being of people. Mm-hmm. It's about people's souls being well. Mm-hmm. And if people's souls are not well, then guess what? Money does not matter.
Absolutely. That Michael, you touched on some very key issues. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to say that, those who don't have a house or unhoused, just know that there's hope. And keep hope alive in your heart. Don't give up. Don't get a dream up.
Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate
you.
And this is Theo Henderson from Weedy and House. We're going to mill about and get a couple more perspectives. And I thank you all again for listening. This is January 18, 2021. And we are here at Los Angeles Community Action Network getting some perspectives before the caravan takes off. Usually, before COVID-19, we probably would have had marches. But a car caravan is a more creative way of socially distancing, getting the message around, and speaking and letting the people know that we are alive and well, and we are keeping Dr. King's dream alive. More to follow.
Paul and Silas bound in jail. Had no money for to go to bail. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on. Paul and Silas begin to shout.
Right.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on,
hold on,
hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on.
Justice. So, it's all power to the people. So I would say the takeaway from this action most definitely is that the homeless 2021 budget. So the city just came out. Unfortunately, we was able to at the UCLA students, law students did some research for us, and we was able to come up with the city's budget, right? And so the city homeless 2021 budget, right, is laced with criminalization. Right, from the beginning, it's laced with criminalization, right? Criminalization for our city's public health or even services, right? And so one of the jobs we most definitely gotta do is to change that budget. We got to make them defund the police out of that budget and reallocate that money to services, right? And so one way to do that, right, is our coalition get together, and we gonna ride on the city and make sure that they do that. And so that's going to be the only thing that's going to end the 4-day. Because if not, we're going to continue to be out here. Our street watch team is going to continue to be out here monitoring and documenting. And it's going to be a whole lot of time and resources that we spend on the streets, right? So to cut all that short, we have to take their funding from them, take their money from them. And then they ain't got nothing to sweep with. They ain't going to do it for free. And so I would say that's my takeaway from this. All power to the people. It's 4-day. We got to stop that. And the only way we're going to stop that is to build housing in the city of Los Angeles. We don't need no more condos. We don't need no more lofts. We need affordable housing. We need that affordable housing now. We done let them beat us out of, what, 5,000 units from Triple H that they still own us. They ain't even have conversation talking about that, right? And so, and then I would like this Chris Ben right here. He's from San Pedro. And every week at our Human and Civil Rights Committee meeting, he talks about, give an update, he talks about Buster Connell up there, the council member, is just continuing to just criminalize homeless folks out there. He continued to call for sweeps. He continued to try to backdoor money to the police at a time when the whole nation, if not the world, is talking about abolish or defund the police. We still got city council members that evidently didn't get the email because they still trying to fund the police. And by the 2021 budget of the homelessness, we see that all our damn money is going to the police. That don't include the 56% of the general fund that they already get. All right. And so that's where the work is at. That's where the fight is at. That's where the next step is at. So I join folks to make sure you own the next Services Not Sweeps Coalition call. We're going to be debriefing this, and we're going to be talking about how to take our money back from the city and reallocate that to build housing for everybody. Everybody say housing for everybody. And if we don't get a place to take a shit, then shut it down. All right? That's the way it goes. All right.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
Unhoused here, and it's brutal, it's inhumane, it's absolutely unprecedented and uncalled for. We are your neighbors. We are people. We have talents and dreams and aspirations just like anyone who has a house. Our only sin is that we're poor, and you want to hold that against us. Why? There's been $150 million reallocated out of the LAPD budget. Has any of it been spent to do anything?
No.
Thank you. What and why? Where is that money going, and why is it not being spent for what it was allocated for? It was specifically taken away from the LAPD SEC-Zs for policing the unhoused, to supposedly providing services for the unhoused, and I have yet to see them. As an unhoused individual, they are not there. And now they're trying to push 4818 or 4811, whatever the f*** that is. That would make it absolutely illegal for anyone to camp, sit, stand, or lay in public anywhere in Hollywood. And that pushes your unhoused people that much further from their resources, which makes it that much harder for us to get anything done. Sweeps destroy our belongings. They destroy medicines and important documents that we need to get off the streets. The only thing sweeps do is keep us on the streets. That's all they do. If you want us to go away, provide housing. House keys, not handcuffs. Services, not sweeps. Defund the police and give people house keys.
Stayed in the wilderness a day too long. Keeping your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
How everybody doing today? I want to say, make sure everybody get themselves a round of applause, because what we did today It's unheard of. We did a beautiful march yesterday, but I can tell you with all honesty, this march today felt better. It was bigger. Our voices was heard, as well as our voices was heard yesterday. Because one of the things that we're doing, we're fighting for a people, our people that's unhoused, that feel and don't understand that they absolutely count. Oftentimes, one of our staff who was formerly unhoused, Sister Camille, she talked to me sometime and she talked to our other members and tell us and make us understand that these brothers and sisters that's unhoused, they feel alone. They feel no one cares about them. They don't like the government because the government officials, as I came and met my sisters, they believe in sweeps. And they don't give them no opportunity for housing. They just say, get the hell out of here. That's unfair. We believe in human rights. We spoke at a forum the other day, a town hall, and I mean, it was nice, but no one spoke about the unhoused population. We speak about third world countries, Iran, China, North Korea, and other so-called third world countries about the human rights issues in America, which is the greatest country in the world. There's no other country that I'd rather live in, especially as a black man, with all the injustice that have ever happened to our Native American brothers and sisters, our Hispanic brothers and sisters, and especially the African American community that I am a part of. There's no other country that I'd rather live in. But if you have never heard, I will tell you today, the unhoused problem that we see in America is a human rights issue. It's a human rights issue. This issue that we see in America should be taken to the UN. The United Nations should hear about the unhoused population of America. Because we are quick, it's not one president. In my few years on this earth, some of you other brothers and sisters is a lot older than me. Bless your heart. Because you are fortunate enough to see the age that you are. I see my brother with gray hair. That's wisdom. That's knowledge. But our plight here in America with the unhoused population, the UN should hear about it. The UN must hear about it. The governor, Gavin Newsom, I'm sorry, he's not going to do nothing for us. The mayor, we already know, Eric Garcetti, or no other mayor in California is going to do anything for us. We have to do the work, brothers and sisters that love and is on the fucking ground doing this work each and every day, making sure law enforcement don't disrespect the rights of our unhoused brothers and sisters, is the ones that's going to be counted at the end of the day for standing up for the rights of people. Every Friday, City Hall sessions, you can find us under JAWAD_vision. We're having a lot of problems with IG, with publishing our stuff, and so on and so forth. But you can find us under JAWAD_vision. We do a food drive, donation drive, PPE pass out, skid row cleanup every Wednesday, every Friday. Every Wednesday, every Friday. Anytime this sister and her members make a call, City Hall sessions will be there. It's guaranteed because she, Street Watch, and other brothers and sisters are doing the work on the ground that's needed. It's doing the work on the ground that's needed. Homelessness, mental health, drugs and alcohol is a human rights issue. Let's unify. Let's stand up. Let's stay on the ground. It was a, like I said, I'm gonna say it once again. It was a beautiful march yesterday. It was a beautiful march yesterday. Today was, it touched me. It touched me. Today's march touched me. And you all did that. You all is the ones that funnel, is the ones that energizes our spirit as City Hall session members. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
This capitalizes what I say all the time.
Yeah.
Stop arresting, start housing. Here is, I hear we have the shelter in place because these are proposed ordinance to the CDC guidelines. So we have one of the activists here. Let's get her take on the situation. Hello, introduce us to your to the audience.
Hi, my name is Katie. I am a member of Streetwatch Los Angeles. I am also here as press for Knock.LA, and I am jail support. Which will hopefully not be necessary.
Give me two.
But yeah, I just wish that the city would follow CDC guidelines at a minimum, which is not disturbing tents. And really what they should be doing is, you know, especially since we're across the street from these luxury condos,
right.
Housing people, both because it's the humane, ethical thing to do, but also for you, fiscal conservatives out there, it's also a lot cheaper than this,
mm-hmm.
and all of the outfall of this. So that's my take. It's just, it's wasteful money-wise, it is unethical, it's inhumane.
So what motivated you to come out here on an early Tuesday morning? Because you could be enjoying that cover of the sleep, enjoying a donut and coffee. What made you come out here? What's motivating you to come?
Because people have decided, well, the unhoused people here are sick and tired of not only being moved, but being moved inconsistently. Since November, sweeps have been canceled without notice. They have been replaced with spot cleaning without notice. It's been entirely inconsistent. So the people here who live here have no warning. In many cases, they moved all their tents when they didn't have to, which then just exposes them to COVID or spreading COVID if they have it. And yeah, they're just sick and tired of it, and they wanted our assistance today to make a stand for them with them to create a blockade so the police could not do their sweep if they even decide to do it today. Who even knows?
Very true. I noticed too what's been going on as well is that they have been, because of more attention of like Streetwatch and other activists, they have been trying to figure out their next move. And one part of their next move that's considerably consistent is, like, for example, today at 10 o'clock, I want to draw our listeners' attention that there's people that has called themselves, their vigilante group, called Friends of Echo Park. And they disdain the unhoused people. And these people were called on, and they have latched forces with Mitchell Farrell. And I want to take the time to explain that because this last 4 years with the President Trump that we had, he has been exciting antagonistic vigilantes and violence, and he's upping the ratchet. Mitchell Farrell and Juan Ferraroso, they are the same, they are doing the same thing, trying to ramp up or ratchet up this anti-unhoused sentiment to get them removed and try to get them put in like the Staples Center or somewhere where they won't have to see the unhoused and houselessness. But the reality and the stupidity of this issue is that the more you take move those unhoused, people becoming unhoused daily. So it's like putting a Band-Aid over a water faucet that keeps flowing with water. You're not going to stop it. Instead of coming together and trying to create solutions like housing for the unhoused, they rather use their time and their energy banding together and having and stopping people like Riley Montgomery, stopping activists who are trying to change the world for the better. So do you have any insight on this?
Oh, the only insight I have is just that, you know, if anyone sees the Friends of Echo Park Lakes flyers, do not believe them, because the flyers say that they are on the same team as we are, and they are not. We have only seen them be antagonistic. both to the unhoused and by harassing members of Street Watch. And it's really gross. And I think that if you're actually interested in solutions for the unhoused, you have to look at the data. You have to talk to unhoused people because they're human beings. They're not a rat infestation in the city, which is often how people talk about them here. And it is infuriating.
And one other added point that I would like to point to, because people that have issues with substances or issues they have with mental health, they don't need to be criminalized. You can't shoot them to be sanity. You can't shoot them and criminalize them to be sober. You can create places and programs to be supportive of a part of our community. Everyone in their family has someone that may have some mental health challenges. Everyone in their family has someone that you may be, even if it's a cousin, they may have substance use issues. And if we don't use a humane approach in trying to figure the solution out, instead of running toward guns and police officers and vigilantes like Friends of Echo Park, that the city council, Mitchell Farrell and Juan Fragoso, embraces, instead of talking to unhoused people, to date, they refuse to talk to unhoused people. They don't want to hear their needs and concerns. They want to dictate. And that last that I heard of that was after earlier World War II, and that we know how that ended up. Is there anything else would you like to say before we log off?
Oh, sure. Just to kind of echo your point about mental health and substance abuse. I mean, yes, if anyone has ever met someone upper middle class or even like higher, like as some kind of inherited wealth, you know that if those people are alcoholics or they have some sort of mental illness, they just coast on their money and they never see any consequences that unhoused people or even people who are working class, who, because we have such a threadbare safety net now. So yeah, it's not a matter of control. It's not a matter of self-control or morals or anything like that. It's purely about money. That if you have the money to get the care you need, then you're fine. If you don't have the money to get the care you need, you're on the streets and you're maligned for it as though it's your lack of personal responsibility. And that's horseshit.
And unfortunately, some of us that's our poor and working class, we drink into those internalized images. Mm-hmm. But I have heard from medical personnel stating it is a medical issue with substance and mental health issues. And unfortunately, when we talk about Medicare for all, that gets silenced, or medical issues with substance abuse, that definitely gets silenced. And people don't want to hear that reality. They rather, if they feel more comfortable blaming the victim instead of helping people find their best selves. Is there anything else you'd like?
Oh, sure. Well, just to speak to that point, I have Medicated Babe on here because I have PTSD.
Yeah, okay.
And I have access to the healthcare that I need in order to be like a functioning, happy person, and everyone deserves that.
Absolutely. And they definitely don't deserve to be out here on the street.
Exactly. No one does.
This is Theo Henderson from Lee Ann House. I thank you for your time, Katie.
Yeah.
And I hope we again meet in the light of understanding.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Theo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hold on, keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
We've met jail and violence too, but God's love will see us through.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Stand is the chain from hand to hand.
Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
This is Theo Henderson from Weedy and House. I'm here in Hollywood, and we are the last leg of the MLK celebration of the journey. And here we have one of the major organizers, Ashley Bennett. So without further ado, we'll introduce her and talk about this a little bit. Tell us a little bit of what happened today.
Hi, Theo. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. So today, in honor of Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we did a freedom ride across the city to advocate for housing for all of our unhoused brothers and sisters. We were uplifting the fact that we still have folks who are on the streets, especially during a COVID-19 pandemic. Housing is more important now than ever. But instead of spending money on getting folks into motels or actual shelters that they can shelter in place at, cities continue to invest in comprehensive sweeps, care and care plus operations, police budgets, resources that our unhoused communities truly don't need out here. What we need is comprehensive solutions to get people indoors and help them rebuild their lives from there. Mm-hmm. So this was all to just say to the city and uplift our demands from the Services Not Sweeps Coalition that our city needs to commandeer the hotels. We have somewhere around 70,000 vacant motel rooms right now, and places that are completely empty. Yeah. Places that don't want to work with the city, especially for programs like Project Room Key. They've just turned their backs on our unhoused brothers and sisters, and that's not right. So we're imploring that the city commandeers those hotels and gets our folks indoors.
Let's take a moment here. Why this particular here on La Mirada and Vine? What was the dramatic reason for that?
So one of our other demands is that the city end special enforcement zones. This was the newest created special enforcement zone. We're here on Vine and La Mirada, in between Lexington and La Mirada is where the camp is on Vine. This was a newly designated special enforcement zone, happened about a month ago. And generally, special enforcement zones are created around shelters where people actually can get into. This one was created around a shelter that hasn't had availability for beds in over 2 years. I know this for a fact because I've been trying to get folks in there for 2 years, and it's a women-only shelter. So it's sexist. It's not an actual option for housing. Okay. So the fact that this is created is absurd.
So here is a very excellent point where Dr. King was saying we had to knock at midnight and the social order of his time. So this in 2021, here's the primary example. What is it you want to have accomplished out of today? What was your aim for today?
Definitely to raise awareness in the larger community about what we're fighting for with our unhoused brothers and sisters. That's why we did the Freedom Ride across the city. We started in downtown LA, went to MacArthur Park, Echo Park, and ended here in Hollywood. We are planning on having several more of these rides to just raise awareness and get people involved in the movement. What we really want is for folks to get involved. We want folks to come out and see what it's like to experience a sweep. We want people to actually start learning what it's like to get folks into housing. You know, how difficult that process actually is. It shouldn't be that difficult. When more people have that knowledge, we're going to have larger numbers to fight on our side and for our homes guarantee.
I think that's an excellent idea. Do you think today was a success, or what do you think could be improved upon, or any other creative ideas that you want to implement?
Today was definitely a success. We had about 100 cars at the height of the action. We ended the route with about 20 cars. Well, that's okay. We had another ride split off from ours that went down to Limerick Park, so it definitely was. We had a lot of visibility, and the most special thing to me is at the end here, we were able to get our communities out here some pizza and just hang out, social distanced.
Of course.
As much as possible.
Of course.
But that's the real important part of this work, is making sure that you actually get to know the folks who are unhoused. That's where my heart is. That's why I love this work. So I encourage more people to get out to know your neighbors when it's COVID safe and get to know their stories, because that's where real change begins.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for your time, Ashley. This is Ashley Bennett, one of the directors, outreach directors of Ground Game. And this is Theo Henderson from Weedy and House. And I thank you all for just listening. And I hope you meet and act in the light of understanding.
Amen. 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 Let me tell you something, children. This little life of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine, let it shine to show my lover. I'm gonna tell you that
Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. And everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, yeah. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm letting it shine, let it shine to show my love. I got to tell you that even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. And even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. Yeah. Even in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine. I let it shine to show my love. Shine. I think I see my neighbor coming. I better let it shine. Yeah. When I see my neighbor coming, I'm gonna let it shine. I let it shine. I let it shine to show my love. How I like to sing. Amen. 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 I wonder what everybody joined me on the last chorus. Everybody. Amen. A little louder. Amen. With the Spirit.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.